I see addiction taking two forms. Certainly there's the addiction of taste. You know, we've all got senses, a sense of hearing, the touch, smell, that sort of thing. Taste is just one more. And it's the least important of all our senses. And that is something that could be quite easily changed. It's a habit, and an addiction like that can be changed in 2 weeks. I mean, as I travel around the world, there are literally hundreds of species I don't eat. Dogs and cats, bears or bats, horses or hamsters. I've never eaten any of them. Some people do, but I don't. So I've decided to simply give up five more species. Only five. I give up beef, lamb, fish, chicken, and something else. So, and it was the easiest thing in the world. Only five more species. So that kind of addiction, using our taste buds. But there's another kind of addiction as well, and that is the addiction to a profit that comes from an industry. There are significant barriers to entry in most industries. It costs a lot of capital to buy property, build plant and equipment, set up infrastructure and distribution systems. But there are also significant barriers to exit. There are exit barriers. So people who are entrenched in producing what is clearly a pretty vile product, which is damaging our health, it's damaging our oceans, our rivers, our forests, and certainly our ethics, there are lots of impediments to leaving that industry, because what else would they do? Now, the solution really stares us right in the face. We've got all this land that's available, and a lot of it is very arable. And in Australia, we could feed half the planet with the amount of arable land that we've got. So as I often say, the farming won't end. It would boom. Only the product line would change. And our environment would flourish, our health would flourish, our ethics would flourish, our economies would be in such better shape. I think that is the wave of the future. And I talk about the veganism being the engine of redirected economic growth. I see so many upsides, rather than just going for the low-hanging fruit of increasing live animal exports and increasing our dairy production. These are cruel, disgusting industries, and the day when they are gone is rapidly approaching.
There's many similarities to the way you talk about the animal industry, to the way that we hear ourselves talking week after week about the fossil fuel industry and that addiction that we have to fossil fuels. And there is even a climate aspect in this whole thing about how we eat.
Indeed, yes. Animal agriculture is a powerful negative vector force in climate change. As you know, livestock releases more greenhouse gas emissions than all of transport put together. Cars, trains, buses, ships, lorries, the whole kit and caboodle. And, of course, it's nitrogen as well that goes into our land and the runoff that's going into our rivers and therefore into our oceans. We've now got dead zones aggregating 1 million square kilometers of dead zones where there's no oxygen.
In the oceans.
In the oceans, killing plants, animals, and coral. I mean, you drop a fish into that water and the fish would die. And this is all getting back to our need to produce food to feed to animals. And it's such a waste of resources. We're producing food, giving it to the animal, and then taking only a small percentage of that protein and consuming it ourselves. We should just cut out the middleman, go direct.
But how do you convince me as a meat eater to change? Because knowledge obviously isn't going to do it, is it?
Yes, I think you're quite correct. Convincing somebody is difficult. I sometimes remember the words, I think it was Shelley, wasn't it, who said, how did he put it? He convinced against his will is of his own opinion still. I can't force someone to believe it. I could, or you probably would do a much better job than I would, explaining the environmental reasons why we should get off the meat and dairy drug. And you are well qualified to do it eloquently. And that would work on some people. But on others, I think they're motivated, as I was, by the cruelty aspect. I became a vegan because of the egregious cruelty I saw. And even if livestock made no impact at all on the climate, I would still be a vegan. There are others, I can tell you, who become vegan for religious or spiritual reasons, and that is equally valid. It's a broad church. Everyone is welcome.